Barbara Muskan, hey, man, I think you got the most passing points today. Congratulations on that. I don't know if that's a great thing, but a lot of passing.
No, it's not the greatest thing, that's for sure. Didn't get a good start first moto. And then went down first lap in that off camber. So devastating to crash in the first lap. After a bad start and a crash, out of the top 20, you're like, what the heck? Try to come back, you know, and I came back to seventh and went down again, like a lap and a half to go. So I ended up 10th. So that was no good. No good. I was not really happy with the riding, but from the outside, you know, Frankie said, hey, the riding was pretty good. Lap times were okay. I mean, you were going and then passing people. So it was a positive, but second moto, we made a couple of changes, and I ripped the start. I actually went opposite. First moto, I went inside in the gate, and second moto, I went outside. I had a great start, but then Savacci pushed me wide, exiting the corner, and I almost went like off the track, and I lost a lot. Anyway,
this start sucks, man. It's so unfair. It's a GP start. I don't like it.
Kind of, but it's not totally a GP start because the gate is not angled with the, I don't know how to explain it by voice, like, but like with gesture, I can explain it, but
it's angled. Yeah,
the angle is not perfect. Like if you like first gate inside and you go straight, you go in the mechanics area. I tried outside. I had a great start and I was actually first coming in, but I ran a little bit wide and then Savacci was inside of me, so he got me and then pushed me wide. Lost a lot, but tried to came back to fifth place, and the riding was much better, so I'm actually happy with the feeling that I had second moto, and that's what I'm thinking about it. You know, the result is one thing, but the feeling is another thing, and I'm happy with that.
Podium last week, I wasn't at Unadilla, 4-4 for third overall. Man, you were on it. It was a good ride for you. You got to be stoked. Like, it hasn't been the easiest season for you. The seventh year in a row, you podiumed at Unadilla.
Yeah, I was actually looking back at my pictures on my phone. I have so many pictures anyway, but I was like, I got my first win at Unadilla back in 13. 12, I think I podiumed there. I think I almost like never missed a podium there.
Twice in your career you've missed it.
There? Yeah. Oh, really? Yeah. But like 450?
Always? Oh, no, 450, I don't know, just twice,
think,
whatever.
Yeah. I think on the 450, like 16, 17, 18, like always podiums, two wins. So made it special, you know, and then to get a podium, you know, this year again was really good. And but I feel like I can do better. But I was saying that, you know, the competition's so tough, the start's so important, but the feeling was better second moto, and I was charging, and I make passes. So there's some positives. The result's not great, but a top five in the second moto is actually pretty good from where I came back. And actually, and Sexton wasn't too far ahead of me, and he's been riding well, and I actually was catching him at the end of the moto, so some positive.
Lots of rumors about you going to GasGas maybe, then a Husqvarna, but I think, are you with KTM? Can you talk about that? Do we know for sure if anything's locked down for you next year?
Not yet, but I'm hoping really soon. Okay. Really soon, some good news, and exciting for
you. Will be Austrian no matter what, though? Like an Austrian brand?
Exactly. Yeah, for sure. Okay. For sure, yeah.
Suzuki or something?
No. That's the goal, is to stay with Austrian group, and they've done a lot. You know, for me, I've done a lot for them, and I mean, yeah, it's going to be good.
Thank you, man.
Thanks.